Here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, December the 29th, 2010. 1916, on this day, James Joyce published his first novel, A Portrait of the Artist as a Young Man. He tried to write the story in several forms. 1904, wrote an autobiographical essay, but it was rejected. He sat down at his kitchen table and sketched out a plan to expand the essay into a novel. Within a year, he'd written 900 pages about a character named Stephen Dedalus, entitled Stephen Hero. Then he left Ireland, started teaching English for almost no money, was trying to support his family, found it harder and harder to finish the novel. So he wrote short stories instead. He wrote his collection Dubliners, which was accepted by a publisher in London, but then the publisher asked him to clean up some of the language and change some of the subject matter and then remove an entire story, and Joyce refused to do that. He went back to his novel, but he didn't like it anymore, so he started from scratch, and he retitled it A Portrait of the Artist as a Young Man. Dubliners was published in 1914, and Ezra Pound published a serial version of A Portrait of the Artist in 1916, on this day. It was on this day in 1961, back before email, back before cell phones, the poets Allen Ginsberg and Gary Snyder were trying to reconnoiter in India so they could travel together. Snyder was leaving from Japan. Ginsberg had been on the road in Morocco, Greece, and Israel. And they wrote letters back and forth to plan a meeting. Letters collected in a recent volume edited by Bill Morgan, The Selected Letters of Allen Ginsberg and Gary Snyder. Snyder was leaving Kyoto, Japan. He was planning to travel to Ceylon and then head north to Calcutta and meet Ginsberg there. He told Allen Ginsberg to eat lots of bananas and yogurt. They're always safe. Never stay in a hotel. Railway stations usually have rooms you can sleep in. Get your cholera shot and diarrhea medicine. Ginsberg was in Athens. He was planning to travel through Iran to get to India, but he got stuck in Israel. And on this day in 1961, Gary Snyder wrote, "We got here to Ceylon cool and easy yesterday. It's lovely and cool and green." Finally, in February, after dozens of letters, they found each other in Delhi, India, and traveled together for 2 months. Here's a poem for today by Ann Porter, entitled A Short Testament. Whatever harm I may have done in all my life, in all your wide creation, creation, if I cannot repair it, I beg you to repair it. And then there are all the wounded, the poor, the deaf, the lonely, and the old, whom I have roughly dismissed, as if I were not one of them. Where I have wronged them by it and cannot make amends, I ask you to comfort them to overflowing. And where there are lives I may have withered around me, or lives of strangers far or near that I've destroyed in blind complicity, and if I cannot find them or have no way to serve them, remember them, I beg you to remember them, when winter is over and all your unimaginable promises burst into song on death's bare branches. A Short Testament by Ann Porter, from her collection Living Things, published by Zoland Books and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, where your mobile device can turn into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's Poetry app. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. And by Gather.com, the social network where people can make new friends who share their interests. You can meet people talking about writing and literature at writing.gather.com. Edited by Noah Smith and written by Betsy Allister. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.